This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
People of Earth, when it comes to podcast framing devices, what can I say? People trust me. They hear my context-setting dulcet dialogue, living there in that sweet spot between Insectile and the lady who hosted The Weakest Link, and they say to themselves, now that guy, he's telling it to me plain. So believe me when I say the following podcast is not real. Stop that parallel dimension research. No need to listen to government hearings about alien life. You'll sleep better. Trust me. Now, who's ready to do nothing and passively absorb entertainment and treat it like an activity? Great. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Wait, hold on. Use the door. I've been saying that for months, and just suddenly now you're upset that I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon?
I don't think you've ever said it in the introduction before. I have a chance to refute it.
Do you not pay attention to the introduction of this show?
Why would I?
Usador, here, look. Look, make eye contact with me, because this is very important, just in case you don't know any of this stuff. Several years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. That's here.
Oh, wonderful.
Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional...
That doesn't make any sense.
I've seen this every episode. You don't know. Okay.
Really?
This is going to be tough for me. I'm going to try to make eye contact with both of you while I say this part.
Okay.
Luckily, this is going to blow your fucking minds. I am still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast. That's what we're recording right now.
Right.
From the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the Innameable Mountain, in the magical land of Foon.
If you say so.
And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host... No, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Get wet.
Oh, what the wat.
And get wet.
And get wet to you as well.
Thank you so much. Arnie, I don't know if you've noticed my new hat today. I put on an idea hat. It is a live crab. But last night I had a wonderful idea.
Does that hurt? It's pinching you a lot.
Immensely. Hmm. But you don't hear me complaining about it.
But it gets the ideas flowing.
Yes, it does. It gets the blood flowing. I don't know if you've noticed, I'm mostly nocturnal. A lot of badgers are.
Sure.
And I was thinking, you know, I don't know exactly when the Strange Familiar kind of shuts down each night, but I was thinking of starting my own bar for all the night owls out there. Huh?
Okay. So hold on. You've got this radical idea of a bar that's open at night?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. For all the night owls. And by night owls, I mean the literal night owls, the owls who are knights, or as we call them in Foon, hoot suits, And also just anyone who is more nocturnal than is the norm.
What if these hoot suits just get out of control?
Like a riot?
Yeah.
A hoot suit riot.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm sure there's more to that, but I, for the life of me, don't.
Well, that's the main question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. Just throw back this bottle of beer. Sunny isn't very nocturnal.
Which Sunny?
Sunny the badger.
And Sunny is?
A badger I know.
Huh. You know, let me take off this crap. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah.
You know another badger and you didn't think to tell me?
Oh, yeah. Sunny the badger. You don't know Sunny?
Are they cool?
Yeah, Sunny's cool. She's cool.
Ow, sorry, your crab is coming after me.
Yeah, Arnie, I don't need to hear about this.
Oh, but I'm getting so many ideas.
Is Sunny cuter than me?
I wouldn't say cuter. Sunny's cute in her own right, I suppose.
Does she have her own catchphrases and stuff?
Oh, yeah, very funny.
Huh.
Very funny, very charming. Really a lot of fun to spend an evening with.
Arnie, I'm going to ask you this one time. Am I in danger of losing my job? Are you bringing in another badger?
Always. Always.
But it's not going to happen.
We've held so many secret auditions, and they just, for whatever reason, against all logic, no one works better than you.
Okay.
Hold on. This crab has given me an incredible idea.
No one's ever said that.
Restaurants that serve breakfast.
What the what?
Arnie, I think many restaurants already serve breakfast.
In the morning, though?
Generally.
Something's wrong with this crab.
Nobody's ever said that before.
I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Dracus. The elves know me as Fianyalik, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Oak Stanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names, names of such great power that if I dared ever utter one aloud, most assuredly, your nose hairs would grow into your eyeballs.
Fuck me. You know, I saw a really cute bunny the other day, and I don't know if it's like bunnies in general or just cute creatures, but they knew you as Uwoo Sidor.
Uwoo Sidor?
What was that again?
Uwoo Sidor?
Yeah, some of the, you know, the sort of like fun, playful forest creatures know me as Uwoo Sidor because, you know, sometimes, well, you know, there have been times in my life where I've been down on my luck and I wanted to go to a ball and I was covered in rags, obviously, like I usually am.
Yeah.
And then all the forest creatures came and they made me a beautiful gown.
Huh. Oh, wow. I did see you once, one time when I was staying over at your place, Usidor. I remember you opened up a window in the morning, you gave a big stretch, and you sang a song and you put your finger out the window. And I thought like a bird would land on your finger. And a great big grizzly bear just chomped right down on that hand. It was the most surprising, horrific thing I've ever seen.
I started
screaming. You eventually fought off the bear, but it was pretty impressive.
That was Dan. I owed him money.
So, Arnie, would you like to invest in a night owl bar?
All my money is going to go into this breakfast restaurant. I wish I could.
It could be a night bar and morning restaurant. So maybe we're open late evening until early morning, and that's it. And
we like do, 10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Those are our hours. Also, to keep my job here and be a good host, I'm sweet now. From now on, I'm sweet.
You're sweet?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're sweet?
Okay.
Yes, I am handsome.
Well, I mean, Sunny is sweet, but she's also a little salty. Like, sometimes the things she says are sort of, like, naughty, and you go, that's delightful.
Fucking shit.
Not very
she's
sweet
got it all,
reaction. But,
what are you talking about, big guy? Love you.
Love
do a little tap dance.
I was about to go get something at the bar.
Oh, let me grab it. Would you like a dollop of whipped cream in your mouth?
Yep.
Thank you. I was about to go over to the bar myself, though, and I noticed this one kind of staring at us.
Yeah.
Is that egotistical for me to say that?
No, because they're probably staring at me because I'm the greatest warrior in all of them.
All right.
You guys are paranoid.
No,
they're definitely staring. They are staring. You know, you're both right.
Don't look, but look over there.
Don't look, but look over there.
Yoo-hoo. Sorry, guys, I'm sweet now. Yoo-hoo, come over here. Hey, come on over. Join us. Yeah, you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I've never been addressed as a you or a who.
Oh.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, we were addressing you. Please forgive us. We did not mean to be rude, but we noticed you looking over here. My name is Usador. This is my friend Arnie, the greatest warrior in Foon.
Yeah, I'm also from another world.
And this is my friend Shunt, who may or may not be on the episodes moving forward.
Right, yes, I've heard of the three of you.
Oh,
thank you. Big fan. Enchante. Love to meet a fan.
I don't know if I would say that, but I... I have heard that... You're the fighter, right? You're the warrior.
I am currently the greatest warrior in all of Foon. Until I guess I'm killed. I guess I haven't really thought about that part.
Yeah, think about that.
Right, and you're quite good with magic, yes?
Thank you so much, I am. Yep. Yes, that makes sense.
The one with the big hat.
Yes, I am one of the greatest wizards who has ever lived.
Right, and you seem to be a badger.
Wearing a crab as a hat.
Oh, are you doing anything with that?
Not at the moment. Did you want it?
Yeah, could I eat it?
I'm really hungry. This is a weird crossroads. To be sweet to the crab, I should protect it, but to be sweet to our guest, I should let... Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's a good one.
She just crunched into that thing.
Wow.
How did you, like a duck.
How did you bite through that?
With my teeth.
Well, that's my stupid question.
Do you not eat crabs or something?
Well, generally they're prepared before they are consumed. You just ate a live crab. Very impressive. I'm very impressed.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so impressed.
Okay. All right. That bodes well. Right. I've never really asked anyone for a favor before, so I don't really know how you all go about doing these sorts of things.
Are you in danger? Do you need us to join you on some great quest to overcome evil? For we shall join you, for it is our sworn duty as the greatest wizard and the greatest warrior in all of Foon to do so. Plus Chum will come.
I heard two questions in there, and the answers are no and yes.
I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, none of us, the rest of us were paying attention.
Oh, I'm not in danger. I'm actually fine now.
Oh, good.
But I do have a great debt to repay, I guess you could say.
Can we just take 1 minute to celebrate? Guys, she's not in danger anymore. We did it.
We did it.
Success.
Yes.
Woo, we're back, baby.
You bring your problems to the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and you're not going to be in danger anymore.
Well, no, that happened like 6 months ago before I even heard of you, so.
Oh, okay.
Guys, is this, I hate to say, I mean, this would come someday. A fan is coming asking for money.
I've no need for it.
Huh.
I mostly subside on the riches of the sea.
Oh, the riches of the sea.
Yeah, like this crab. Again, delicious. Thanks very much.
So you're from a fishing town or something where they...
I'm from the sea.
You're a human person who's from the sea.
Again, incorrect. I'm from the sea, but not
a
human person.
No, I think I get
person.
It. Like,
oh, it's a riddle.
I get it. Like, where I'm from in Chicago, some people will be like, I'm from Chicago, but they're really probably from, like, Skokie or something. Like, it's like a suburb. You're like you live close to the sea, but it's easier to say, I'm from the sea.
No, I don't know. Skokie sounds like a horrible place.
Well, I didn't say it, but I didn't say you're wrong.
Listen, is this, like, a 20 questions thing? Do you want to just keep guessing or, like...
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Fine. I guess I'm the one asking for a favor. Go ahead.
Okay, so what do we know? We know she lives by the sea. No, sorry.
Yeah, she says she's from the sea.
What could that possibly mean?
Is it the letter C?
No.
Damn.
We don't use written language in the sea.
Does it mean you're from the sky?
No. That's the opposite.
Are you like a weird mermaid?
Oh, come on. Now, if you compare me with one of those, I'm going to get mad.
Ugh. No, I'm
please,
now.
Please don't get mad. We don't want to offend you in any way.
Okay,
you're our guest.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gotten all riled up like that. It's just mermaids are half of one thing, half of another. They're basically the worst of both worlds, where I'm the best.
Oh.
Opinionated. Interesting. Well, why don't you tell us what you are, and we can get
okay, we're done. We're done with the stupid game now.
I can't promise that, but...
I'm sorry. I keep putting my foot in my mouth. I'm not very good at beating around the bush. I've never really known a need for white lies or flattery before.
Oh, well, there's no need for it here either. There's no need to stand on ceremony. Tell us who you are. Tell us what you need, and we shall assist.
I'm a Selkie. I'm a seal person.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I literally do live in the sea because I'm a seal, except for when I'm a person.
I see.
Interesting. Don't mind us. We all just dropped something under the table. We'll be right back.
Guys, okay.
I don't think I dropped anything.
John, you keep fucking dropping stuff, man.
So sorry about that. Anyway, back to the interview.
What did I drop? I don't see anything. Chad, what did I drop?
This conversation. What should we call you? Selkie? Do you have a proper name?
When I'm with humans, or whatever y'all are, you can call me Dervla.
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 Yeah, that's what I go by on land.
What do you go by in the sea?
It's rather hard to say with these vocal cords, but I go by... Or!
I sound like or.
Or.
That's not it at all.
Sorry.
That's actually offensive.
I'm very sorry.
Ooh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. Now, wait. You're still being offensive because I feel like you're trying to speak like me and.
No, I'm trying to do a lilt.
You're not doing very well.
I'm sweet now. It's just a little lilt. Can you try and mimic how exactly I should say your name?
I just prefer you didn't. Oh, wait. Which one? The seal one or the one on land?
Well, I called you, I called you who. You called me out on both. I called you the other human name. You didn't like that. I called you your seal name. You hated that. So I'm just not sure. Should I just point? Because I've heard pointing is rude.
You can just hand me a crab anytime that you want to talk to me. Does that work?
I think so. Let me grab some more crabs from my bucket in the back.
Oh, thank
and why
goodness.
Don't we take a quick break while I do that, and we'll be right back with me.
Just get the crabs.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So, Dervla, I have to confess, I'm from another world, like I said.
Okay.
I'm not entirely familiar with Selkies and how they work. So you're a seal when you're in the water and you're a human when you're not in the water?
Sure, yeah. Like I said, I'm basically the best of both. It's pretty great. I can live as a seal, as I do most of the time, with my other seal kin in the water, enjoying the riches of the sea. And then when I feel like I want to get a drink or just enjoy some land pleasures,
sure,
then I take off my seal skin. I can basically just I don't know, like you would at that odd t-shirt that you have on, take it off, and then I'm as you see me now, although not wrapped in as much burlap, of course. I thought I'd, I don't know, people seem to get really weird when I don't cover myself in fabric in human form.
No, people are crazy about nudity here. And I was born in the world completely nude as an elderly gentleman, and quite upsetting to some people.
Same girl, same. People be perverts, is what we say here in food.
Right, exactly.
So you can just take off your skin whenever you want to be part of our world.
Don't. What did I tell you about equating me with a mermaid?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, you're sort of a seal at times, so we're never going to survive unless we get a little crazy.
Yeah. That's right.
That's more of a seal song.
It's just for the warrior man from the other world. Sorry, I actually didn't learn any of your names.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I will say, a lot of times, humanoid men all kind of look the same to me.
Sure.
Yeah. We look very different, obviously. We aren't just... If you look at Arnie, he's a man with dark hair and a beard. And obviously the two of us look nothing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of you's a badger.
Chunt is a little badger.
Yeah, me.
A very sweet little badger.
I'm sweet now.
Not as sweet as Sonny. And I, obviously, am a wizard. A wizened old man in stature and feature. But capable of great feats of magic whenever called upon.
Right, but physically, you look the same as the other human guy.
Sure, I guess.
If it helps you keep us apart, some people around here refer to me as Beautiful Arnold.
Okay, who?
People.
Yeah, I'd also like to ask the same question.
I've never heard that, and I did, I was living in these parts for 10 years, so...
Huh.
Oh.
10 years.
Yeah, I was unable to go back to the sea, actually. It was not ideal.
Oh, no.
Not the situation I wanted to be in. I guess you don't know man number one, but... When Selkie has her seal skin stolen, it's like problematic terminology, but like she basically belongs to that person. Stolen her skin.
Did someone steal your skin, or is this like a metaphor of like you have pimples?
Elaborate on that metaphor more.
Well, I didn't know. When I was younger, I would have a lot of blemishes on my face. Wrong choice of words. When I was younger, I would have a lot of pimples on my face. And I would be like, instead of being like, oh, I have zits, I have pimples, I'd just be like, ah, my skin is not my own, or someone took my skin, if that makes sense.
It barely does. Your friends must have been
like
terrified. No, I mean literally. Somebody took my seal skin. I told you I can take it off.
Oh,
right.
And I hide it when I go on land, but then it was stolen, and then I belong to this little just wiener of a man. For 10 years, he made me marry him and have children
with
him.
And well, and have children with him as well?
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I don't get any say in it once he's got my skin.
Let me understand. This terrible person has forced you into this relationship, and now you're still wearing burlap?
No. See, I had 3 children with him. The youngest was definitely the coolest. We named her Quiva. And when she kind of became old enough to understand what was happening, I convinced her to show me where her father had hidden my skin. So I got it back, and then I was able to abandon them and go back to the sea.
Oh, I gotta know. In front of the fireplace as a rug?
Or hide a
pants?
Seal skin?
Make it into pants?
No, that wouldn't be very well hidden, would it? I would have spotted it right away.
That would be
right.
Terrible if you talk someone into showing you where it is and they just like point down. They're like,
right.
Right.
No,
right
I'm actually not an idiot.
No, I'm just saying people usually hide in plain sight.
I don't know what kind of a life you've lived, but it's not one I relate to at all.
Sure, no, of course. I am so sorry.
That reminds me. Shen Usador, you stole my polo shirt and I haven't been able to find it for 4 or 5 days. Where did you hide it?
Oh my gosh, you belong to them now.
It's been the tablecloth. For a while, for quite some time.
And now you're ours.
Thank goodness you got it back, or else you were going to have children with them.
This pink really just blends in. It's hard to see.
See, it wasn't that simple for me.
Fan artists, feel free to draw Ani and Shantanai's children.
Yes, well, please.
You found your skin, sort of, so I guess you don't have to have children. Do you just want to? Is that it? You want to have children together?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm glad, it's up to you and you have free will about it. That sounds really nice.
Sorry if I'm repeating a lot of stuff here. I'm just making sure I'm getting all these details correct.
No, it's fine. You're all a little slow. It's okay.
You take off your seal skin and hide it, but someone finds it and they force you to marry them.
Yep.
You have 3 children, the young of which is named Quiva?
Quiva.
Quiva.
Pronounce the V. It's a hard V.
Yeah, how do you spell that?
Would anybody like to take a guess? In fact, I'll let you have half this crab if you can guess right.
I don't even want to say it, because I've gotten in trouble.
I actually think that's one of the wisest things you've said since we started this conversation. Besides getting me all the crabs, you are sound for that.
You want another crab? Then we've got a whole
case of them. Yeah, just keep them coming.
Okay, there you go.
All right, I'll just spell it for you because it's going to take you all night and we've got other things to do. It's C-A-O-I-M-H-E, obviously.
Obviously.
Not have guessed Quiva. That at all.
Yeah, Quiva.
Very traditional girl's name, Quiva.
And how do you spell Durbla?
Durbla. D-E-A-R-B-H-L-A, of course.
And I've been having just some issues this week. Would you happen to know how to solve a problem like Maria?
I know how to catch a wave upon a sand. I'm a seal.
Yes, of course. Well, we'll talk later. So you got your skin back, and so then you got away, it seems, right?
Yeah, exactly. Then I was able to return to the sea, basically.
Guys, just give us 1 second here. We did it! Guys, we did it!
No.
Yes, we did it.
We solved it.
Huzzah, success! How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
I'm so glad I told you how to spell my daughter's name. I just need your help now.
Oh.
With killing the man who imprisoned me.
Okay.
Oh, the short man?
Yeah, he was tiny.
I mean, he sounds awful, so I'm in. What about the two of you?
Arnie, I have to check with you. Are we killing now?
Bet Sunny would do it.
Hey, that's a good question. Generally speaking,
it's always Sunny.
Generally, for a while, it was no killing a la Spider-Man.
Still never met him.
Yeah, but...
Is he he can wear, spider skin and then take it off, become a man?
Sort of.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah.
Okay. He sounds great.
Yeah. I guess is the greatest hero in all of Foon.
Whoa. Greatest warrior.
Sorry.
Easy, big guy.
Yeah, I'd heard you just rough people up. Just need your help with that. Just hold him down. Honestly, if you could just hold him down. Fair is fair. I'm going to take his skin.
Oh.
That I can do. That I can agree to. If I'm not killing, then that's cool.
Is he some kind of magical creature that can survive without his skin?
No, he's just... Oh, no.
Oh.
No. And not to my knowledge.
I'm just asking for a friend, but if you're taking his skin, who's getting the bones?
You're welcome to them.
It's for a friend.
Oh, okay. Your friend... is welcome to them.
Excellent. Oh, I'm going to concoct something terrible with those bones.
And I don't know if it's permissible, your majesty, or I don't know what to call
just
you.
Just give me the crab.
Here you go. Still doesn't help when addressing you. The action of handing you something doesn't help with...
It does. When you put it in my hand, I know you're talking to me.
There you go. I don't know if it's been claimed yet, but is it okay when I hold down the short man? Can I whisper in his ear, I'm bringing Selkie back? Just to kind of let him know who's this for.
Listen, you shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth. I've always been told, even though I've never been given a horse.
Would you like one?
Really? Yes, I'd love one. I'd love to see.
Erath, tara, kalath, ala, ha, tarathah. It's a small horse that fits on top of the table, but it's all yours.
it's
top
cute.
Hat, top hat, top hat.
Would you
top
like
hat,
it to have a top hat? It's a
please.
Classic.
Bing! Do I get to name it?
Oh, yes. Name it whatever you like.
All right,
but
name it.
Oh. You'll have to be able to spell it.
Okay, I'm going to name it Govnet.
How is that spelled?
That would be G-H-O-U-B H-N-A-U-G-H-H-T.
Oh, just like it sounds.
Just like it sounds.
Cobnet. It's truly the most beautiful name I could think of.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. Honestly, though, that's a real cherry on top. It's not actually the favor that I need. I do need your help with skinning my ex-husband.
Look, I'm 100% in. I'm going to convince Arnie and Chunt to do it, but I think we just need a quick break where I can convince them, and when we come back, I'm sure they'll be ready to partake in this justified murder.
Hooray.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, during the break, we found out where this man lives, and we are outside of his home right now. But to be clear, I have not yet officially agreed to participate in this murder, even though this seems like a bad, bad man. There's no question.
And we should say, Arnie, you said this man. As the Hans Crab said, a lot of men look the same, so we should have a quantifier. This is the short, short man. This is the short, short man. This is not one of our homes. It is the short, short man's home. Also, are we dead set on skinning? Could we fleece him?
You mean, like, take tiny little hairs off his body? Oh.
Actually, yeah.
I thought you meant, like, the fleece off a sheep.
Oh, do I still get the bones? For my friend?
No matter what, I'm taking this man's skin. Okay. So whatever else happens with the rest of his flesh and blood and body
look,
happens.
A skin for a skin.
Yeah, look, and you can have the fleece, little badger man.
Thank you.
Arnie, for all we know, this gentleman, who may or may not even be human, doesn't even need a skin. Maybe he doesn't like skin, so it might not even be a murder. We'll have to take the skin off and find out.
Hey, Hans, you a crab? Are you going to do anything specific with the skin, or are you going to hide it from him?
I just think it's only fair that I get to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd really like to just say hello to my children real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a bit of a twofer.
You said your youngest got to an age where she could help you and wanted to help you. So you must have a good relationship with your children, despite the sort of dire circumstances under which they were conceived.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated.
Sure.
You know, they were born not of my own free will.
Sure.
So I kind of always had a little bit of resentment, especially for the first one.
Yeah, of course.
Then, you know, after that, I started to slowly, birth by birth, realize it wasn't really their fault.
Sure.
At the same time, though, the eldest and the middle one never showed me my skin. So I do kind of hold that against them still.
Sure.
They did kind of get that assholery from their father, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Porrig and Afric, it's a bit of a strange relationship, but I figure I should at least let them know I'm still alive.
I'm so sorry, hands you a crab. Did you just do a spell? What did you say?
I told you the story of my motherhood journey.
No, and that was beautiful and touching and sad and everything. But at the very end, you said two words that sounded like some sort of spell.
My children's names.
Oh, sorry.
Again, very common. Porrig and Afric.
Did you say Oblic and Asterix?
I'd rather you not even attempt.
That's fair. I won't. It's my fault for trying.
Podcast and Asterix.
Yeah.
No, but you're welcome to name your children that.
I will. If Arnie and I have a kid, we're going to name it Podcast.
Good.
Sorry, if Arnie, Yusuf, and I have a kid,
thank
through
you.
Magic, the three of us, we will name it Podcast.
I hope you do. That's a ridiculous name, and I have no idea how to spell it.
Podcast Knee Camp. Hey, Podcast Knee Camp. I love this. We're doing it. Guys, we're doing it.
Why does it get Arnie's last name?
Podcast Knee Camp the Blue.
Ooh. Look, I'm the only one with a last name.
Oh, yeah.
But then what about my identity? Chodcast Knee Camp the Blue. Of course, CH being my family name.
Don't you one day want to be able to say to little podcast, I avenged a very, very bad thing. I made it mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
I am good at justice.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I believe that this person should be brought to justice, especially if, and I want to confirm this, that they knowingly stole your skin. And that's not a thing where they like found some skin, put it someplace.
No, absolutely.
Didn't realize
like
the whole
thing.
Time.
There are clubs that go out looking for Selkie skin.
Ugh, bark.
They call themselves
they
call themselves like in Selkies. And they're horrible people. No. Horrible. That's just what I heard. I mean, I had to hear about it for 10 mm-hmm. years. Yeah. They know that we're very alluring. I think it's something to do with how sexy my name is. And there's just
Durbla?
Maybe if you said it right, it
yell
would
at him.
Sound
wait, wait,
better.
Yell at him. He hands you a crab, yell at him.
Thanks for the crab. I won't be told what to do.
Yeah,
I
of course,
for 10
no.
Years. Just so you know, this was 100% with his knowledge and he willingly and forcefully took my skin.
All right, let's get in there and do some skinning.
Arnie, what if we
finally.
Just... What if we just take some of his skin? Like, circumcise him?
I'm not good at detail work.
You are the greatest warrior in Foon. This is the kind of stuff you signed up for, man. You
precision?
Gotta right the wrongs. Well, maybe that was a bad idea, but let's... I don't think we have to kill him. I think we just, you know, put on a show.
Well,
maybe even you sort of could add an extra layer of skin and we could...
Look, I also don't want this guy to, like, just get away. Like,
no, of course, of course.
This should be brought to justice. This
absolutely.
Is clearly, like, a terrible thing.
We'll turn him to a sack of flour or something.
Arnie, Chunt, let's be honest. The two of you don't have the stomach for this. I'd like you to wait outside and watch through the window as I skin this man.
Watching is worse.
What about these kids? That's the other thing.
They'll be fine. In fact, it's probably good for them.
Is someone there? Is someone at the door?
Oh, shit. All right.
Get down the stairs, of course. My legs are too little for stairs, so I have a slide.
I hear the little wiener coming.
Is that him? Is that the one?
Yes. Did you hear just how pathetic he sounds?
Yeah, that's a real wiener voice if I've ever heard one.
No wiener of a man.
Okay, let me check the peephole. I can grab a stack of books. Grab a stack of books. Grab a chair on the books. Put a pillow on the chair on the stack of the books. And I'll take it to the ladder.
Oh, and the worst crime of all is he humanologizes everything he's doing.
All right, I know where the hide key is. I'm coming in.
Not tall enough to look through the peephole. Let me go back.
Hello, darling!
Stand down there, sir. I am the great wizard Usador, and I have come to help this Selkie exact her revenge. I shall magically bind thee to the ground.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I needed. All right, you little maggot. What do you have to say for yourself?
Not the wiener. Please, not the wiener.
It'll be everything, including the wiener.
Does that make it better or worse?
Mother, what's happening?
Oh, Quiva.
Arnie, look, the kids are coming down. Oh. I'm glad we didn't go in there.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Oh, it's so good to see you, Mother. Can we perhaps hang out with you and Pa for a while?
Hang out, but... I'm not sure there's going to be much more time to hang out with your father.
I don't know if they should stay or not. Perhaps send the children back upstairs.
I truly don't understand what the problem is. They already know what a horrible, fucked up situation they were born into, so...
Yes, my kids hate me. They all hate me.
Well...
Oh, yeah, we don't like Pa very much. We've been hoping that someone would come along and skin him for a while now.
Chunt, are we sure that these are her kids? Because their accents are not very convincing.
Yeah, I can't tell if the kids are being offensive.
Parik.
Yeah?
Listen, you... You don't have to explain your little mishmash accent to anyone, all right? You're half Selkie, half Wiener, and that's what it is.
Thank you, Ma. I'm doing my best.
Porrock, who are you talking to down there? Who's at the door, Porrock?
Oh, Afric?
Oh, is that my Ma?
Yeah.
How did we come to... Let me slide down the side.
I guess I never heard it till now, but Afric's way more offensive than even I am.
No, it's just I was born with small lungs.
No, all right. You were born an offence, okay? That's not your fault.
Mama, who are these strangers? Are they after me lucky charms? I'll make them run and fly away.
No, your charms, your shitty little charms will be just fine. I'm sorry. Quiva, she collects these tiny little seashells. And,
sure.
Yeah, and she always thinks that they're more valuable than they are. No, they've come here to help me kill your father.
Look, children, play with your mother's tiny horse with a top hat on.
Oh, yes. Her name is Gubnit.
Oh,
I love her. I love her so much.
Nice. I think that'll do it. That'll buy their affection for a little bit.
John, are we cowards for staying out here and not getting involved in this? I mean, it feels like really morally complicated. So, but it's not making it any better that we're just standing here and not doing anything. More popcorn?
Here, then. Take off his skin.
All right. I've got this abalone knife, and I will be starting, you little wiener.
No.
With your toes. No. Starting from the ground up. Here we go. All right.
What? Oh. This is incredible. As she pulls back the skin underneath, he's a seal.
What? Yes. I'm an Elxis. I've tried to tell you I'm an Elxis.
What?
An Elxis.
No. You said you were an Inselkie.
Well, that too, but I'm a seal, and I... can put on the skin of a human man, and then I will hide the human man's skin. Let me just say, you in reverse.
Right, all right. Well, I've got your skin now.
And what you did was still wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's get that clear now.
I 100%, like, honestly, I suck.
So wait, though, but wow, by the rules now, is he forced to marry you?
Well, I think I just get a say over anything he does.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that seems like turnabout about as fair play, at least.
Yeah, I did really want to see him suffer in pain. But I guess this is all right. I mean, did you understand how awful it was what you were doing to me?
Yes. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person. Please.
Why are you suddenly aware of it? Did you finally go to therapy like I kept asking you to?
Yes, I did. Our youngest child, the coolest of them all, tricked me into going to therapy.
Say her name.
Sorry, my seal tongue.
I know.
I need my human skin back.
I know. God, I wish I didn't have actual sympathy for you right now, but I do.
I do kind of agree that the youngest one, the one that said Oogaligamigachiga, is my favorite.
Arnie, where did Arnie go? Arnie's inside now? What the fuck?
It's okay. Come in. Everyone can just be privy to us airing our dirty laundry, I suppose.
Can I just say I wasn't trying to make you have sympathy for me? Please, I'm not trying to be sympathetic. I'm awful.
No,
I just want to acknowledge
that. You're really the worst. It's just the fact... It's the fact that you are going to therapy now.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, we do have these three children.
Look, I have to say, this is not my problem to solve, but this is also just partly out of curiosity. What if you try to cut off this skin? Like, I just want to know what's under there.
The seal skin?
Yeah.
Oh, it could be a double bluff.
Oh.
I still need them bones.
You're suddenly quite sick and twisted. I think I like it.
Ooh,
shall we?
Usador.
Well, it's just that we never know what might be underneath this skin. Arnie makes a good point. That's all I mean.
Right. I didn't even think he wanted to participate. And now he's like coming up with gross ideas.
I'm sorry. I know I'm a little squeamish, but I'm a fan of heightening.
Let's do it. All right. This time I'm starting at the face. I'm starting at your little... It's adorable, your seal face, but I'm starting with it. All right. Peeling it off. Oh, He's a puffin.
Is that three puffins?
It's three puffins standing on each other's shoulders.
Which puffin is to blame?
Are we sure we got the right guy?
Is it just the top puffin? Or are they all
complicit? I don't
know. Let's cut open the puffins. Guys, we can't stop now. Cut open the puffins, right?
Okay. Wait, how do you do it? Like, separately or somehow all together?
The top one. It's got to be the top one.
Get back over here. Stop
okay,
waddling
around. I'll start with the belly of the top one.
All right.
There we go. Oh, it's so feathery. Oh, my goodness. Wait, it's a very cute badger.
It's me,
Sunny. How dare you? How dare you?
Sorry.
And we were going to make you co-host.
I'm sorry. Do you know this badger?
I thought I did.
Well, 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 well.
I guess everybody's to blame.
What did I do?
Wow. I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't even know what I lived through 10 years of. How were children even conceived?
Well, Foon is a magical and wonderful place.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, sweeping these skins under the rug. What were you saying?
I really feel like, I mean, this is just an extension of everything I've been through. I feel like nothing will ever make sense.
It's a confusing ending, certainly, to the part of your journey, but I'm...
But did you say you wanted the bones of this badger? Because I'll get them for you.
Oh. Yeah, I'll still use those bones for sure.
Okay, great. I'll just... Here. I'm pretty good at just kind of... Into the carcass and... There you go.
Thank you.
I still don't know if that's the father of my children or...
I think we're probably good on that front.
Quiva, what do you think? Was that your father?
All that matters to me, I don't speak like you at all anymore. I don't know what happened to you.
Perhaps some sort of a spell was broken when I killed all those animals in successive skins.
All that I know is you're my mother, and I love you.
Oh, I think I know the problem. She's looking at the man in the mirror. Which is, I see. She's upset because she's seeing her father's skin in them. Oh, that's, she's just traumatized. I see, that's it. I'm so sorry.
We're all traumatized. Yeah. That's life.
Arnie, can I just say, I don't know if this was the right episode to start video on, but we did record it. Do you want to, do you want this to be our first video podcast?
Maybe we'll hold on to that for a while.
Because I got everything.
Sounds like a lot of people would want to see it.
I guess so. It was pretty gross, but also at times adorable.
I have a lot of Selkie friends who'd probably be into that.
Sure.
Well, should we get you back to the sea? Or I guess you could probably do that on your own.
Yeah,
or?
I can do that myself. I guess I wanted to have a quick goodbye with my kids.
Of course.
Sure, we'll just wait outside.
We'll wait outside and watch through the window.
Yeah, just watch.
Yeah, if we could have a moment.
So, Mother, you're returning to the sea then?
You know what? I can't. Because I think you'd drown. You're still technically... Although, God, if that was your father, I don't know what you are. You're all freaks.
Oh.
But listen, here, you'll be fine. Okay, Quiva, you're, what, 5 now? And the 3 of you will get by. Here is... I mean, you've got this tiny horse. I'll leave you with a bushel of crabs. Oh. And, I'll be back. I'll be back every few years.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Mother. I promise to help take care of the other children and we'll eat these crabs just like you showed us.
Okay.
And we'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, exactly. You're strong, like your mother. And you're kind of a wiener, like your father.
Mm. Oh.
But you're also, you know what, you're complicated.
Yes.
Like your father.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think things are going to work out, or they won't, and I'll come back and you'll be dead. And, you know, that's also something that could happen.
We love you, Mother. We love you.
Okay. Cheers for that.
Will this horse grow into a bigger horse?
No.
Oh.
No.
Hey, Durable, I'm just poking my head in to say
That's not how you say it.
I think we're gonna head back to the tavern. I didn't know. Are we good? Do you need anything for
us? Oh, I think, this is not really how I expected my evening to go, but, you know, not a lot of my life has gone as I expected it to, so I'm... pretty flexible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've been through a lot.
I don't mind. I just kind of push it all down.
If you need us, we're here. We are here. But if you don't, we could go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just going to make my way back to the seashore. Okay. Would you mind just, bringing some more crabs by the house every few weeks?
Sure.
You
no know problem. What?
I gotcha.
Maybe make sure my kids don't starve.
100%.
Yeah. I feel like that's what a nurturing mother would see too,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
Well, I do have to ask, just to try and spare some animals, would your kid be okay with eating imitation crab? It's crabs that kind of do like a variety act. They pretend to be other creatures. It's a whole shtick.
Oh, I mean, how convincing are they?
They're pretty bad.
No.
Okay.
They'll be able to tell, and they'll spit it out. It's been a thing since they've been toddlers. They have very advanced palates.
Dervla, I'm so happy that you can have this part of your life behind you, and now can look forward to what lies ahead for you under the sea.
All right. It will be under the sea. Yes, that's fine. It will technically be under the sea, but I don't like the intonation.
I know that ended on a contentious note, but I think we can all agree. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt, the talking and talking and talking badger, was played by Adil Rafai. And apparently, Adil has more to say. Check out his new podcast, The Word Association, wherever you get your podcasts. Dervla O'Rowan was played by Bree Fitzpatrick. Bree performs regularly in Chicago with Hitch Cocktails, Friday nights at the Annoyance Theater, along with Baby Wants Candy and Clued In, both Saturday nights at the Second City, in their enormous hive of theaters where there used to be dozens of thriving local businesses. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Melanie Jacobs, Just John, Suf Faruqi, Devin Miller, Vince DiGuglielmo, Eliza, Javier K., Nikki Boyce, Erin Patar, Magdalena from Sweden, Richard Badger McCullough, Jonathan T., Big Linz, and Buffy Stout. Patrons get their weight in honey-baked ham? We discontinued that. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode with Momo, Flower, and Gianessa.
I said last time I wasn't going to punch any more people. I said it. No more. I'm not going to physically harm any other people.
It was kind of amazing because the sandwich had already knocked him out, and then you just came over punching on top of that.
I didn't know if it was going to work. We don't know what pirates are used to.
Gianessa, you punched him through the sandwich.
Yeah, I did.
Gianessa, I think this is Momo's fault. 2.5 months ago, your house was getting fumigated, but you were in a pretty good place. And you're running for re-election so soon, and I feel like I've just made you way more on edge than you usually are. You're normally more on top of it than this. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. It's not your fault. It's nobody's fault that any of this happened. It is your fault that you didn't record it, but it's not your fault that the rest of this happened.
And, Flower?
Yeah?
I'm sorry that we've enabled you so much in all the tattoos and piercings that you've gotten on this trip. It's completely out of control.
Listen, I'm just a little disappointed that every time I yell, let's get a tattoo, everyone seems kind of on board. I get it first and then no one else does it.
To hear the rest, nip that FOMO in the bud and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to. By partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.